Estimado presidente Ilham Aliyev.
Dear President Ilham Aliyev, dear heads of state and government, dear delegates, dear all, I would like to thank you with all of the welcoming us here in the Republic of Azerbaijan. We have 27 years of uninterrupted relationship. It has been a long voyage, but it has been an incredible voyage. We come here to the wonderful Baku after traveling for more than 11,300 kilometers, jumping over the hurdle of blockage, which these few years has even gotten worse, because we, as a movement that groups all of the planet, we owe it to ourselves to be here in the international arena. Again, like in 61, it is important that we work together, enduring with the principles of Bandung for the peace and the development of all the people, because it is our responsibility as politicians and because nobody will do it in our stead. Before the contempt of the United States and other governments for the just reclamation of the nations of the South, before this obscene politicization and the human rights and disrespect for the rights of people, for their political system, socio-economic system, before our compromise with multilateralism, many will maybe not give voice to this, but we not, because we will defend our people. These nations that with their blood, with their sweat, with their suffering, have paid the price of progress and have paid the price of the development through colonial plundering, have the right to ask why are the military spendings going up while investments in development and corporations are going down? Why is the seriousness of climate change being underestimated, and why is this putting at risk the small insular states and is even threatening the survival of the human race? Why aren't the arms made silent, and why are nations being compensated? Why is there no compensation for poor countries? Your Excellencies, Cuba has the honor of being one of the first NAM countries. We operate through the democratic rules, and we believe that an organization without a veto is what we dream that the United Nations will be in the future. And we would like to reiterate our solidarity with all of the people that fight for the right to self-determination. We reject the unilateral decisions of the United States, defending Israel against Iran and making the Middle East more unstable. Now we would like to end the war against the Syrian people, and we would like to find a broad, correct and sustainable solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Now, we believe that we can condemn the unilateral sanctions against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. We not accept the campaigns of the United States against the political forces, the leftist forces and the progressive governments of Latin America and the Caribbean. We express our solidarity with Nicolas Maduro, the Bolivarian Chavista revolution of the people, of the military that has overcome all of the challenges and all of the risks. We would like to reconfirm the solidarity with the government of Nicaragua in order to give face to the destabilizing efforts of the United States. We would like to congratulate Bolivia for its active participation in the electoral process, and we would like to congratulate President Evo Morales for his re-election. We would like to denounce the attempted coup d'etat and the violence by the opposing sectors, all motivated by the United States against peace and security in Bolivia. Bolivia is a country of indigenous people and has been for many years, and it has an extraordinary leader with an extraordinary growth in these last years. Specifically, this is a grave risk for our region and for the entire world, and this is why we would like to not accept the Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance, because the United States just want to revitalize the Monroe Doctrine. They want to make America great again at the cost of the free nations in our continent. Dear leaders, during the Cold War, they called us the Third World. We were part of none of the big blocs, and we would be free of wars. Nonetheless, our people know that we have had many casualties. We have lost a lot. And the real war, the real beneficials were the big countries. So there was no country in Africa, Asia, or Latin America that has not suffered from these costly and painful wars. And this has continued in the second half of the 20th century up until today. Including where there was no death and no destruction, there were very high costs of everything that we buy, and we had to lower the cost of what we sell. We have seen the dictatorship of the dollar, the abusive financial institutions from the Bretton Woods Agreement. This is a big scam imposed by the imperial politics. The powerful, from their shielded spaces, have turned our countries in laboratories and in arms market, leaving us with millions of deceased, displaced, refugees, famished, and violated. They have decided on the universal rules of conduct, and they have made their own lists to exclude us, to subject us, if we do not listen to their laws of the market and to their imperial hegemony. The Third World War is not the next war. It is the war that has started on no date and will continue for many years, bleeding our noble and Pacific countries dry with its imperial militaries, with mercenary soldiers, all in the name of combating terrorism, defending democracy and the freedom of people, which is a big lie. Never were we lied to more than now, because this is all for the interest of a minority. This, in the 21st century, we see threats, aggressions all over, especially on all sovereign states that do not want to bend to the will of the great powers of the world. And this is why Venezuela is a hero. During decades, its infinite energetic reserves were plundered. Up until the Bolivarian Revolution, they saved their own people and showed regional solidarity and cooperation. Now, against Venezuela, we see many accusations, perverse accusations, new techniques of psychological warfare, trying to destabilize and trying to cause an internal conflict. Now, this is cynical, and the empire accuses the Bolivarian government to be an instrument of Cuba. Now, they are accusing our collaborators of health as being disguised military forces, trying to persecute us and block our commercial ties. They break conventions. They cause commercial wars, electronic wars, media wars. They confiscate funds, steal funds. They impede exchange. And they promise to make America great again. But their America is not our America. They will reduce space for the rest of the planet. Now, José Martí would say, they are going for the skies, eating the entire world. Now it's time to respond. We, as the NAM countries, have about 55% of the world population. We have nationalities, cultures, identities, human forces, political forces of every trade. We all are in favor of peace, and we want to achieve our own development. But we want to do this without exclusion, without hegemonism. And this is our common history, the words and the agreements of our past leaders. And these past six decades have shown us that we are strong and that we can be strong in solidarity and cooperation. Together, we have destroyed colonialism and apartheid. We have faced aggressions. We have faced famines. natural disasters, epidemics, and economic and political wars. We would like to thank the non-aligned movement for its historic position and condemnation of the blockage of our country and of the Helms-Burton law. Now, this is a lot of aggression from the United States against the resistance of our people. This political act are criminal and is an obstacle for our development. And it also doesn't show respect for the great potential of the human rights of the Cubans and their right to free trade. Against all of human logic of coexistence and respecting difference, we see that the blockage continues day after day. Each week, new measures are being announced against our economy. As pirates from previous ages, the actual government of the United States is continuing with this policy, sanctioning companies, ships, and I would like to reiterate that we will not bend before these threats and this pressure. We will not abandon our fight in building a more prosperous and stable nation, more prosperous, more sustainable, independent, socialist, and sovereign. Your Excellencies, I would like to recognize the efforts of the presidency of Venezuela, which was extremely hard considering the political siege that they were facing. At the same time, I would like to recognize the efforts of the Republic of Azerbaijan for these coming 3 years. Now, if you would allow me, I would like to take a small message of the long history that we have shared. It is part of a speech of Fidel Castro, a historic leader of the Cuban Revolution and one of the most valiant defenders of the non-alignment. He said on the sixth summit in Havana, and he said, the strength of our cooperation between our countries is that we represent the majority of the people of the world. Now, if we stand together, then we can be a vigorous movement in the United Nations, and we will represent the international forums to demand justice, economic justice for all of our people. Now, we need to come together to demand our right to development, to life, to a future. And that is what he said. We cannot wait until bombs fall on Venezuela or fall on Cuba, as they have fallen on Syria, on Iraq, on Libya, and later on we can support the reconstruction. No, we need to stop this now. Cuba is proud of being one of the bases of the zones of peace, and we fought for the end of the conflict in Colombia. No. The United States continues to destabilize our region with its 76 military bases on all of the Latin American continent. I would also like to remind you of our willingness to dialogue and to act with mutual respect. During the last 3 years, during the previous summit, it was only 21 months of the new relationships between the United States and Cuba. And there, our general of the army ratified the willingness of supporting the relations with the United States. But at the same time, he said that we will not bend and we will not abandon our sovereignty and our independence. We will not bend, and we will keep on defending the revolutionist ideas and protect the autodetermination of our people. We confirm that we will keep on cooperating with all of the people who demand to defend what we have. We will not give what we still have because there's almost nothing more left to give. We are here to ratify the NAM principles that we have upheld during the past 60 years. And the new challenge is to bring new balance to the world, because this destabilizing efforts are putting world peace at risk. Now, as José Martí has said, we cannot be the people of leaves with the glass in the air, waiting for storms to come. The trees need to stand firm to make sure that the giants do not pass. It will be the time to come together and to stand strong. They have their arms. We have the people. Now, there's a world that has had very historic, a lot of historic setbacks. But I propose that we stand together in our consensus, not for war, yes, for peace. Not for hegemony, but yes, to multilateralism. No, to interference, yes, to sovereignty. No, to exclusion, yes, to inclusion. No, to hatred, yes, to solidarity. No, for control of the world by the powerful, but yes, to true liberty and democratization, to the United Nations and international relations. Only standing together will save us. We are more, and let's be more. Thank you.
Somos más, hagamos más. Muchas gracias.